Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you.
AJ, give us the top 10.
AJ, give us the top 10.
Top 10.
We have the top 10 Christmas movies.
Okay. Let's go right to Beef Man. Hello.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning, good morning. Beef.
You guys have a great holiday and a happy new year and all that good stuff.
You know, we'll talk to you every 5 minutes today, so.
But you two, number one.
You may not pick up.
That's true. That's true.
He does have you there, Jazz.
Yeah, if we don't talk to you, Merry Christmas, brother.
Yeah.
Right, thank you.
And Happy New Year.
Okay, how about a movie that I never watched and neither did AJ, It's a Wonderful Life.
At number one from 1946, an angel tells a businessman, shows him what life would have been like if he never existed.
In jail.
Going home. They're waiting for you.
Love that movie.
In jail.
Love that movie. I think there's a spot in your heart somewhere, AJ, that would like that movie.
I am going to try and actually watch it tomorrow night.
What?
Yep. Tomorrow night.
Really?
Pop it into the thing and watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to make a martini.
Yeah.
And watch it. If I don't pass out first, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
It's worth it. It's great.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's inspirational.
I mean, the ending looks cool. So
the end's very happy.
Yeah,
very
so happy. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
I'll try it.
I don't want to ruin it for you, but the Titanic sinks at the end.
No. Tell me before I say I'm not watching now.
Mike and Derby.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey.
Morning.
I'm going to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you guys. So.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
I'm going to say A Christmas Story.
At number three, Ralphie has to convince his parents, his teacher, and Santa that a Red Ryder BB gun really is a perfect gift for the 1940s. Here Santa tells him no.
Yeah, baby.
No, I want an official Red Ryder carbonation 200 jet ready melee rifle.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Does he take
Merry Christmas.
And push him down the side.
Ho, ho, ho.
Down the slide he goes.
Waited all day.
Yep.
Fish nipples.
Good morning, gang.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas to every one of you.
Merry Christmas to every one of your nipples.
And Happy New Year.
And your fish.
Hang them on a tree.
Yes. Nipples on a tree.
How about National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
From 1989 at number five, the Griswold family's plans for a big family Christmas turns into a big disaster. Here's where Clark loses it.
Where do you think you're going? Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, we're all in this together. This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny F*** K.
I love how he loses it.
Oh, I love that moment.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, bye.
Tina and Brantford.
Good morning.
Morning,
Good
Tina.
Good morning.
I want to say Home Alone.
Home Alone at number four from 1990. An 8-year-old troublemaker must protect his home from a pair of burglars when he's accidentally left at home over the holidays.
Perfect. Happy New Year's, guys.
You too.
Thank you. You're doing thank you.
Spitch, North Haven.
Elf.
I don't have Elf on here.
That's a really good one.
That is a good movie.
Yeah.
I didn't think I'd like it.
Haven't seen it yet. I'm waiting for Elf 2.
Right. I'm surprised there isn't one.
I know.
Bill in Manchester.
Good morning. No, I'm not guessing that movie. I am telling you, the greatest Christmas movie of all time is Die Hard, closely followed by Lethal Weapon. Top two Christmas movies of all time.
See, I agree with Die Hard didn't make the top 10 list, though. I do agree that Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Absolutely.
Yep.
A Christmas movie is where Christmas is the theme of the movie.
Right. But, I mean, this whole thing takes place.
It's set around Christmas. There's a difference.
It's Nakatomi Plaza. He's there for their Christmas party when the whole thing happens.
Right.
So, therefore, I think it designates it as a Christmas movie.
But is there a Christmas message or some kind of Christmas?
Well, yeah, don't mess with John McClane, obviously.
Yeah, I guess that is the Christmas message.
Yes.
See, now, instead of saying yippee-ki-yay, mother.
Right.
Like if he said ho ho ho,
that would have been good. Idea.
Right. then you have a Christmas movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Pollingford.
Hey, morning, guys.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas, also Happy New Year. You guys are going to be gone for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yes.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Wow, nice, man. You're going to miss us.
Yes, we are.
I already
Santa
do.
Claus?
Yes. What?
You do. Santa Claus. Come on.
The Santa Claus
and
number.
Here we go.
My last film was 2019. Shut up. Shut up, you. Don't make me get angry at Christmas. The Santa Claus at number 9 from 1994.
It's not Christmas unless there's a flubble. Like eggnog. We need eggnogs and flubbles.
When a man inadvertently kills Santa on Christmas Eve, he finds himself magically recruited to take his place. You have 5 so far, 5 more to go.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Pollingford. Brain.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Real quick, enjoy your vacation, Christmas vacation. Have a good New Year's and stuff.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
You too.
And I'm going to go with the one that's always on, Miracle on 34th Street, an old classic.
The original from 1947 at number 6. A nice old man claims to be Santa Claus, institutionalized as insane. A young lawyer decides to defend him by arguing in court that he is the actual real thing. Yeah. And the best part of that movie is when they come in with all those letters to Santa, because it's documented, because the postal system is a government-run office that's documented that this is Santa Claus. So they bring in all those letters, like it's like bags and bags and bags, and they dump it on the judge's desk.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I saw that movie once when I was a kid, and I haven't seen it
Never seen the original. I've seen the one with Dylan McDermott.
That was Natalie Wood was the little girl in that
movie. Yeah.
Yep. No kidding.
Yep.
Holy cow.
Yep.
All right, where are we with this?
You got 6 so far. A Wonderful Life, Christmas Story, Home Alone, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Miracle on 34th Street, and The Santa Claus. 4 more to go.
Christine Staven.
Hi. Merry Christmas, guys.
You're doing
Merry
thank you.
Christmas.
Thank you.
My guess is The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, Tim Burton. Don't have that one.
Well, that's what's wrong with society.
Yeah.
What is wrong?
Damn society, anyway.
Stupid society.
I damn thee, society. I damn thee.
All right. Thank you.
Maybe Letters to Claire.
Letters to Claire. That definitely's not on here.
No.
Yeah, that's a different
list. Have a nice vacation, guys.
All right. Thank you. Scott from Wallingford.
Yeah. Good morning. Merry Christmas and awesome year. I got 2 of them. A Charlie Brown Christmas and The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Number 2 is Charlie Brown Christmas, 1965. That's when Charlie Brown is trying to find the true meaning of Christmas. And at number 8, Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the movie version of 2000. A creature is intent on stealing Christmas.
Enjoy your vacation.
You too.
Thank you.
There's only 2 more on this list.
Did you just say you too when he said enjoy your vacation?
I did. But you said it earlier too.
Did I?
Yeah, you did to Brain.
No, but at the end he said, have a nice Christmas, have a nice holiday.
Okay, then I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Machete Freddy.
Hey, Merry Christmas, guys. Hope you guys have a happy new year, too.
You too, brother.
Happy New Year to you!
In jail!
I know the first one was
we have to do that all day, and then we'll just... hold on. Shut up. I shouldn't say shut up to a guy named Machete Freddy.
All right, that was you, not me.
Hold on, please. I'll be right with you. No, but we should play that throughout the day, and then we all yell out at the same time, in jail.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do that.
On practice?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Happy New Year to you!
In jail!
We'll get it.
Gather the pacing down.
All right, Machete Freddy, go ahead.
What about, I know the first one was said, what about Home Alone 2?
Home Alone 2, no, not in the top 10.
Oh, that was a good one. Hey, the BB gun does shoot ricochet. I got shot in the eye.
Did you?
My brother got one for Christmas, yeah.
They made an adult version this year. There's an adult Red Ryder BB gun available for, just came in like a month ago.
We used to have BB gun wars.
Yeah.
And I got a BB under my skin.
Really?
I know about those stories. 2 pumps in the woods, AJ.
Yep.
Or Chaz, rather.
Chaz, not me. Yeah. Mm. 2 pumps in the woods does not sound good at all.
That's right. All right, we got to go.
It does not sound right at all.
What is about to happen.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
2 more to go.
John in Waterford.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Enjoy your vacation, and Merry Christmas, everyone.
You too.
How about Polar Express?
Polar Express, new. And the top 10.
That was great. Never seen that movie.
Yeah.
Isn't Tom Hanks like every character in that movie, almost?
It's like a cartoon, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like animated.
Yeah.
All right. Now, how about Bad Santa? It's probably not on there. What is your
Bad
take?
Santa's number 10 from 2004.
Oh, my God. Cool.
A miserable con man and his partner pose as Santa's little helper to rob a department store on Christmas Eve. Here's a clip.
Look who's here, Jimmy. It's Santa.
Sound right.
Let's tell him what you want for Christmas.
I'm on my lunch break, okay?
All right, we have one more left, right?
Yes, only one more to go.
Kathy and Shelton.
All right, I hope I have it. White Christmas.
No.
She delivered the correct enthusiasm, just the wrong title.
Darn it. All right. Have a good vacation.
Thank you. All right. We're out of time.
Your top 10 Christmas movies. Number 10 is Bad Santa. Santa Claus, number 9. Dr. Seuss Has a Grinch Stole Christmas, number 8. Scrooge at number 7. Miracle on 34th Street, number 6. National Lampoon's
Mariah Carey sounds different.
5. Home Alone at number 4. Christmas Story, number 3. Charlie Brown Christmas, number 2. Number 1, It's a Wonderful Life.
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yes.
No.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I say no. It's set around Christmas, but not a Christmas movie. A Christmas movie has a Christmas message.
It starts off in the limo. He
a
plays
love
Run
story
DMC.
Has a love story.
Christmas
in
House
it.
Queens, yeah.
A comedy has comedy, or at least that's the intention.
Right.
Drama has drama. A Christmas movie has a Christmas theme and message.
I think it's a Christmas action movie.
The theme of the movie reconciliation. He gets back with his wife.
Exactly.
She's living in L.A. He goes to her Christmas party. He's a cop in New York. All this craziness happens. And at the end, he's like, I still love you. This is crazy. It shouldn't take this for us to get back together. That's the end of the movie. They're walking out together.
This is true. Yes.
All right. What song is playing as they're walking out?
I don't know. I have no idea. I haven't watched it yet.
Let's find out.
I know it was an Officer and Gentleman.
Let's find out.
Yeah.
If it's a Christmas song, I don't know.
Yeah.
But there are definitely Christmas songs on.
Yeah.
It
starts
out
with
like
Run DMC.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
Yes, it does.
Christmas
in
House Queens, yeah.
Right.
Because this is Christmas.
Are there other Christmas songs in the movie?
I want to say yes.
Yeah, I think there is. At various points.
If you just type an ending scene of Die Hard, it's just him getting dropped off the building. It's not the real.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm. And plus, it's not Christmas until Hans Gruber falls from the Nakatomi Plaza.
What do you mean? Is that when was that
that's
like
when
the ball?
Begins.
The ball was dropping
exactly.
On Christmas.
When he's like falling out the window, it's like you see him going, oh, like he's like going down.
Does he say Merry Christmas?
No, he may have. He opens his mouth, don't hear what happens.
Right.
You just see him realizing he's about to fall like 30 stories to his death.
Is Hans referred to as the Grinch anywhere in the movie?
And you know what? He could be conceived as a Grinch because basically he's robbing these people of the money. They're under the guise of being terrorists, freeing
Bruce Willis
people.
Wearing a Santa hat or Santa suit anytime in this movie?
I forget. Wasn't there something where he like put something on? No, one of the terrorists, he puts a Santa suit on the terrorist.
Yeah, he does.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because now I have machine gun too. Ho, ho, ho.
The soundtrack credits for Die Hard, according to IMDb, include Winter Wonderland, Christmas in Hollis, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Ode to Joy, Jingle Bells.
Wow.
But it's a story that just happens at Christmas, right?
It takes place at Christmas, right? Yeah, it's a
but
wonderful.
But it's not a Christmas story.
I'm not going to listen to the person who's watched 7 movies in their entire life.
Yeah. Tell you, my Disney. Opinion is right, even though I've never seen this movie.
You don't really weigh in as
you may want to just sit one out.
A movie watcher when you haven't seen Ghostbusters or The Godfather.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus.
Not even Back to the Future. Come on.
Is this Frank?
Yes.
All right. What do you got?
Well, the song at the end of Die Hard is Let It Snow.
There you go.
When they're in the limo.
Really?
Yes, sir.
That's not a Christmas song.
It's considered. It's a
Christmas winter
carol,
song.
But, I mean, it's considered. It's using like old.
It's snow. Snow Christmas, happens
not
January, February.
But during California.
March.
You typically only hear it in Christmas time.
Right. We know you hear it in July.
Mm. I don't know.
It's not part of the. It's not part of the
fireworks.
All right, thank you, brother.
Extravaganza.
All right, so they took clips from Die Hard and put it into the 12 Days of Christmas.
Right.
Good evening.
I'm here to see Holly McClain.
Just type it in there.
Cute toy.
Terrorists at Nakatomi Plaza.
Been doing this for 11 years.
10 square blocks.
Mayday, mayday. Channel 9.
8 Lincoln 30 to dispatch.
The 7 members of the new Provo Front.
6 armed with automatic weapons.
5 imprisoned leaders of Liberté de Quebec.
$4 million.
3 down, 4 to go.
Code 2 at Nakatomi Plaza.
He's killed one terrorist for sure, and he claims he's capped off 2 others.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Christmas.
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 It's Christmas Eve.
It's Christmas Eve. Have a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yippee-ki-yay, Mother
Christmas.
All right, maybe it is a Christmas movie.
I don't know if that was worth the work, but I did enjoy it.
I liked it.
Yeah. In a recent poll, 42% say they consider it a holiday movie. 30% says, wait, what is it? Do not.
Do not, right. 42 do not. 30 say it is, and 28 don't know.
Right. 28 don't know. Well, there's Ashley right over there.
Hello.
Right. She's the 28. Biggest movies of the last 10 years.
Yes. This has been homework for me. I was all excited. You gave me an assignment, and it took me days and hours and minutes to come up with this list.
That's some homework.
King of the Nerds is here.
I had homework.
All right, let's go back to 2010.
So excited. All right, 2010. Now, I'm going to give you two names. I'll give you what was the biggest movie of the year financially, and then out of all the movies that came out that year, what I think is something significant.
Excellent.
That we're still talking about.
So the moneymaker and then the movie.
The movie that was the movie of that year. Okay. Ready? 2010. No drum rolls, no nothing?
Nope.
It was 10 years ago. Avatar.
Avatar.
Remember that movie with the blue people and all that?
Won a million Oscars.
Yeah, the superhero Smurfs.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, it's like almost forgettable because when I sit there and go, oh yeah, Avatar, yeah. Mm.
I've seen it but haven't seen it.
Right.
Yeah, it was a long movie.
No. I saw Pocahontas. I already saw the movie.
Put it in space.
Yeah.
You blue people.
But same also, story.
In 2010, you had movies like Inception. There were some Harry Potter movies. I know Ashley saw Twilight because those movies were in 2010.
I did not see any Twilight movies.
She's shaking her head.
She doesn't see movies.
Is she? No. Yeah, no. Was that like an Amish thing?
It's an embarrassment to the movie industry.
Harry Potter or Twilight, not
all right, well, then, there's two cartoon movies in 2010. I'm sure she saw these. And I picked one of these as the big movies.
Okay.
Toy Story 3.
Yes!
See, that's the one I picked because I have kids, and it was all about the guy growing up to go to college and gave his toys away, and I remember bawling in the theater.
Right. And you were bawling in the theater?
I was, crying.
Something wrong?
With a B-A-W-L.
Yeah, we're never going to get to the end
of
this.
Okay, sorry. Okay. And I thought Ashley would like this. Despicable Me opened in 2010.
Love
that introduced
movie.
The Minions.
Absolutely.
So that was a big deal for 2010.
Twinkies,
all right?
All right, so 2010, the big movie maker was Avatar,
but
and you're picking...
I'm going to say Despicable Me with Minions, because everybody knows those things,
okay.
You know?
Yeah, and they're still around.
They're still
making a movie. Yeah.
2011, the number one movie that year was Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Huh.
Honestly, never saw it. Could care less.
Same about Harry Potter.
I hate Harry Potter. Other movies that year, superhero movies never go away. Captain America, Thor, X-Men, First Class, but... King of the Nerds is going to say the biggest influential movie of 2011 was the story of how Mark Zuckerberg screwed over his friends to make Facebook social network. I love that movie. He was vicious. Yes.
It's a great movie.
We have a dispute.
You don't think Social Network's a good movie?
All right.
No, I haven't seen it.
What?
It's a great movie.
What are you yelling at me for? Go sit with Ashley.
I'm watching it on the news.
It is. You're basically, anyway, but no.
Gee, you want to see what you just watched in television news for the last 5? No, I'm good.
Anyway, I thought that was a significant movie.
All right. I thought we were going to have good movies on this list.
Okay, then Captain America.
All right, so we have Despicable Me in the Facebook movie. Okay.
All right, fine. I told you I could sit here and just pick superhero movies all day long.
You could do that, yeah.
That's all that came out in the last 10 years.
Yeah, good, too.
All right, this next one, I have to go with this. 2012, they started making The Avengers. That was the number one movie. Okay. I'm picking that one. I have to do that one. Yeah. Or they throw my King of the Nerds crown in the water.
That's
exactly right.
Because that was the first time you brought together all these different superheroes in one big movie, and it made box office history.
It's a great movie.
And it's very still watchable.
Penny. Yes.
Yeah. These are movies that whenever they're on cable or something, you'll sit and watch them.
Yes, you will.
That's what I'm saying. But also that year, Dark Knight.
I don't only because I don't like what they do to it to make room for commercials.
Oh, really?
I have them all. So it freaks you out
when they do that break. You're like, you're going to break the commercial now?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, that year also we had Dark Knight Rises, which was the end of the Chris Nolan Batman movies. Hobbit movies started. And The Hunger Games. Did Ashley see The Hunger Games in 2012?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
She didn't strike me as much of a reader.
And here's one movie that you're going to yell at me now. Now I know you're going to yell at me. The Soft Side of The King of the Nerds.
All right, 2013.
Whatever. Silver Lining Playbook was the one I was going to throw out there.
Oh, I like that one.
That was 2012. Anyway.
I like that movie.
That's what I'm saying. I still watch it when it's on. But that, you know, it wasn't the number one movie.
Never saw it.
2013, superhero movies, number one. It was a Christmas movie. Iron Man 3 was the number one movie in 2013.
Nice. Wow.
Iron Man 3.
It is. Frozen came out that year.
Frozen.
Never saw it. Never will see it.
What?
Me neither.
And Hunger Games again. But the movie I'm going to pick for the big movie of 2013 that I watch every time it's on
is
Wolf of Wall Street came out.
Wolf of Wall Street.
You never saw that either? What is wrong with you? It's about this drugged up stock guy in the 80s?
That's all of them.
Oh, all right. Whatever. All right. 2014.
It was the 80s.
This is when the year of AJ, he's going to go crazy. Because in 2014, even though Guardians of the Galaxy was the number one movie, my favorite movie, really, that of all the Marvel ones, Guardians is like one of the best.
That was a good movie.
And Winter Soldier came out that year. But John Wick started coming out in 2014 with Keanu Reeves back. You don't like John Wick with the cars and
Never
the guns?
Saw it.
I love it.
What?
What?
Seriously,
you would like it.
I would like it. John
AJ,
Wick.
This is your movie.
Okay, yeah.
Wow, I'm stunned.
Do you like people getting shot? Yes. Like if they're bad people,
it's like Die Hard without
Christmas.
All right,
so bad people getting shot. Right. Really cool cars, car chases.
Okay,
And
he had a dog.
Keanu?
A buddy in that movie too, and I never saw it.
Really? Yeah.
Wow.
His whole rampage starts because of a dog too. AJ.
Yes.
Like you can relate to this in a big way.
All right, John Wick. I'll watch it.
All right. 2015. We're already on 2015. We're halfway there.
All right.
Jurassic World was big. Star Wars returned with The Force Awakens.
Yes.
Okay. But we also had some Fast and Furious, Avengers 2 and all that.
Yay.
But my pick for the best movie of 2015 that I watch every time I see it on TV came out that year, Creed. Which had Sylvester Stallone back as Rocky Balboa and Michael B. Jordan as Apollo Creed's son.
I went in there not wanting to like it, and I did.
That's a great
movie.
Same
here.
Yeah.
I didn't want to like it.
It won me over.
I didn't want to like
No, but it's like, this is really good. Yeah, you thought it was going to be lame, but.
Yeah, it ended up being good.
All right, 2016.
So you're skipping the Star Wars reboot there.
I skipped it because I honestly,
didn't even mention it.
I said Star Wars The Force Awakens open up, but you know what? I'm not awake.
There's nothing in Star Wars that we haven't already seen.
Right.
They're just remakes of the same movies with different titles.
Yes.
So it was 2010, right? 2010, right? What movie was 2010?
2010, the biggest movie of that year was Avatar.
Avatar.
But I personally picked Despicable Me because I like Minions, and they were introduced in that movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Then all right. So
again,
2015 is Creed, and what's 2016?
2016, this is one you're going to like. Even though Finding Dory, Ashley.
Oh, I saw it.
There you go. Even though that was the number one movie of the year.
Have you seen any movie with real people in it?
No, people.
I'm guessing not.
As much as you pick on me about superheroes, it seems like all she sees is cartoons.
Right.
Honestly.
Yeah. Well, Disney's the best. So.
All right. Well, anyway. But in 2016, the first rated R comedy superhero movie opens. And I know it's a favorite of yours, so you're going to like this one.
Mm.
I'm going to pick Deadpool.
I agree.
As the coolest movie of 2016, even though it wasn't number one. But it still made like $1 billion, which is huge around the world.
Yeah.
It changed a lot of how those movies are made, too.
Right, edgy.
Yeah.
They never had a rated R.
Right.
Superhero. He's in this tights and the mask and all that, but he's making jokes, and it was crazy.
Yeah.
You know? So.
I remember the first few minutes of that movie, I'm watching it thinking, I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah,
and I always love that.
When he's like shooting the gun and it's all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2017. My least favorite Star Wars movie of all time, The Last Jedi, was the number one movie at the box office that year. Hate that movie. Don't even want to talk about it.
Hated it.
Hated it.
Hated it.
A movie I said I didn't like.
One, two, three.
Hated it.
A movie I said I didn't like and I got a lot of grief for. But I'm sure Ashley saw this one.
Oh.
It's not animated.
Oh.
2017, I'm going to give it up to Wonder Woman as the big significant movie that year because it was.
I did.
It was a breakthrough. It was, you know, female superhero back on the big screen. Gal Gadot's gorgeous.
She was a badass.
Right?
Yeah. I like what they did with the costume or whatever it's called. The uniform.
Yeah. Mailmans wear a uniform. Superheroes wear costumes.
Costume.
That's the way I look at it.
Costume.
I don't know.
But yeah, it looked like Wonder Woman, but it looked badass too.
Right? Yeah, it was metal.
Right.
Did she have the invisible plane?
No, she did not have the invisible plane. She forgot where she parked it.
Exactly.
She was
at
the mall.
It's so weird to see a girl in the sitting position flying through the air.
Exactly.
With nothing around her.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's so many jokes.
Is that a flying pooping lady? Where's your toilet?
There's so many jokes.
Nothing
was
to add
an explosion?
On that one.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to say anything.
Yes. Okay.
All right. We're all the way up to 2018.
All right.
It's almost here. It's just like last year.
Yeah.
Actually, it was. Yeah. Black Panther was the number one movie that year. But
and that was Lion King, basically. Right?
No, it wasn't a cartoon, Ashley.
No, I know, but the story is the Lion King.
Right.
Isn't it?
I don't
If you say so.
Yeah. The son of a king who dies.
Right.
Tries to claim his kingdom.
All right.
Has to like go away.
Right.
And then comes back and claims his kingdom. Right. Yeah. It's the same movie.
It's a Lion King superhero.
You're picking
movie.
On my superhero movies.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's throw it out right now. So,
the Lion
yes.
superhero.
So, hey, I thought Black Panther was great. Also, Infinity War.
It didn't need me, right? It made a ton
of
money.
True.
It made over
the number one movie.
You got to give it up. They have these D-class superheroes no one's ever heard of, and they make billion-dollar movies out of them. So it's like, wow, that's something.
D-class,
Okay. Mm. Well, anyway, and Infinity War came out. Again, I said Infinity War because Thanos was in it. The Marvel movies came together, which was honestly, I know it seems a nerdy thing. I'm king of the nerds, but that was an amazing feat that they pulled off. Every one of those movies made money.
Yeah.
And then they gathered them all up in one big epic. That's never been done before.
That's huge.
So it was huge.
And Thanos that's the was one in where, what's his head, dies, right?
Spider-Man? Everybody died
that
at the
was
end
the
of that
first
movie.
One of like the finale.
Right.
The two of them.
Endgame, they brought him back.
Yeah, in Infinity War.
I saw Infinity War.
See Endgame?
I haven't seen
Endgame. Oh, Endgame, you gotta see.
What the heck? What kind of show is this?
A good one.
You knew he was gonna answer that, right?
I know. I set him up a softball toss.
Thank
anyway,
you.
2019. Here we are now.
All right, here we go.
This is it.
How are you today?
I'm gonna end the decade. Endgame, which you didn't see, is the biggest financial box office hit of all time.
Oh my God.
Dethroned Avatar after 10 years. Made $1 billion.
Cabillions.
A cabillion.
Cabillion.
But we also had Toy Story 4 this year. But I'm going to say, even though I didn't like it, everybody else did. Andy here at the station
loved
it.
And this is going to be your pick for the movie of 2019.
After looking at 2019, I'm looking back at it all.
Not Endgame, not Toy Story 4.
No,
here it is.
Nothing good.
Even though my initial review was negative, I'm going to have to say the biggest, most influential movie of 2019 that people are going to still talk about and watch years later, Joker.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that.
That's a rated R, second big rated R superhero movie or supervillain movie, but people are still talking about that. I was out last night with my friend Joe Murley. He's a lawyer. He couldn't stop talking about Joker. I'm like, really?
Huh.
Love that picture.
We'll see. I don't think that'll age well.
You don't think so?
Yeah. We have a corrections officer or two in the studio now. Could be trouble.
Right.
I think they're here for you, AJ.
Did I misspell something again?
Correct.
I'm here to correct you. I get it.
Right. Sorry. I should have put an I instead of a Y in there. Sorry.
Jim Sherrick or Sherrick?
Sherrick.
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 Good morning. Thanks for what you do.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping in. They're here to deliver toys and cash for the toy drive.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. We ran a... It ended up being about a 21-day instead of a 30-day because we had to get some stuff finalized.
At a jail?
It was called Stuff a Cell.
Stuff a Cell.
Yeah. I like that.
Stuff a Cell. I'll show you the T-shirt.
That could mean several things.
Yeah. Well, some folks have gotten stuffed in there.
And was this at a jail we'd be familiar with? Was it in New York? You can't say, really?
Or, yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
We filled the cell. And
was there anyone in the cell when you filled it?
No, just the toys.
Very, very good.
Barbie might have been in there.
Right. There was Barbie. There was Ken.
For different reasons, though.
A doll named
Joe. They called him Barbie.
But then we had to get Priya involved, so we left that alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But halfway through the toy drive, a friend of mine owns Milford Point Brewery.
Oh, nice.
So we had a fundraiser there.
Nice.
We got T-shirts and a flight of beer. And they donated the money. The Toys for Tots, and a lot of people brought some extra toys. So.
Toys for Tots is something different.
Right.
Okay.
That is not us.
Okay.
That's the Marines.
Right. Well, this was for you guys.
Yeah, I got you, for the toy drive.
Right.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah. Wow,
but
that's great.
We wanted to thank you for having us on. And
were the prisoners asking for some of the toys?
I think that they were hoping their commissary thing was going to come through.
Yo, yo. Let me have this teddy bear for a couple hours.
Yeah,
yeah, we're good.
We really appreciate what you guys and girls do there. Not an easy job.
No, it is not.
They're in with the bad guys.
Exactly.
Well, they're not all bad.
Right. Some are just...
They're all innocent, aren't they?
Circumstances.
That's what they say.
Right.
Right. Wasn't me. It was the other guy.
Right.
It was the other guy.
Hey, man. I was framed.
Exactly.
The stories we could tell.
Yeah.
I was minding my own business when he fell a knife 14 times. I couldn't believe it. That's why I called the cops.
Yeah.
Of course, my hands got in his blood.
Now, we appreciate what you do, and thank you for... What'd you bring by?
Well, kind of I toys? Brought you a check for $420.
Wow.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
There's probably 3 to 4 bags of toys out in your lobby.
Nice. Wow.
And I brought you guys a couple of hats.
Oh, so
you
always
remember
See
us.
That? I'm going to look like a badass
Thank
now.
You.
And we're, like I said, we're hoping maybe to do this every year. And maybe we can come on every year and give
Absolutely.
You some money and some more toys.
Completely. Sure. You're welcome here anytime.
Exactly.
Now. Would you extend the courtesy to us? Can we go and get a tour of the jail?
I don't think that would be a problem. We could probably set that up.
Okay.
I'll wear my loose pants.
I can't make any promises, but I could see what
I want to go the short way. I don't want to go like through the court system in front of a judge.
Right.
I don't want to go that way.
Well, you want to be able to leave afterwards.
I want to be able to leave.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, like walk in, go through.
Right.
Hi, guys.
Thanks,
what's
goodbye.
Happening?
Yeah, I wear my loose pants for the tour.
Right.
Nothing tight and revealing, thank you. I don't want to be whistled at. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody will be whistling
at you. Hey, baby, how you doing? Hey, baby. I'm good, thank you.
No. We appreciate you guys. Yes. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks again.
Thank you.
Let me take a call here. Sean and Bethany?
Hey.
Sean. I think he's filing his way out of a cell right now.
Radioactive?
Blue Christmas.
What about
Collective
it?
Soul? Buy Collective,
Collective
Soul?
Collective Soul.
Do you have that, Phil? Blue Christmas.
The Elvis version is fantastic.
Okay, I remember this.
I don't.
Yeah.
Talking about Christmas songs, huh? Christmas without you. Oh, they definitely put a new twist on it.
Yeah, it gets a little more harder.
All right.
The song, not me.
Ashley,
relax, Jack Disney. Do you open your Christmas present already? Took a couple of tugs off and did you? Nope, she's down. We lost her.
Okay. This is fun. I like it because it's a, you know, this.
Yeah.
How old is this? It's probably been out forever.
I can't tell you.
What the hell's wrong with you, Ashley? What is wrong with you?
She had the brownies.
That was so funny.
I told you, eat the brownie after work. After work, not during work.
What is going on over there, Ashley?
I got to give a ride home later.
AJ's funny.
Yeah.
Apparently, I have no idea what he said.
She's like, just like pink bats in the studio. She's tripping out, man.
Our corrections officer friends see a lot of this.
They do.
Right? They wake up, they come 2 in the morning, and they're fine.
Look, she's going to walk through the wall now. Nope.
So where you guys work, is it long-term stays or overnighters? Or?
No, it's long-term.
Oh, you're there for a while.
Yeah, you're camp, for a
you're
while.
Camping out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any lifers? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's tough, right?
Yeah.
You got to watch out for those, right? The lifers,
yeah,
they got nothing to lose,
nothing
right? Nothing
to lose.
Nothing to lose, yeah.
And you'd be amazed how many people out there really have nothing to lose, though.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like out in the streets or
in general?
In general.
The whole persona, how people are these days, you know?
Yeah.
Those ones, oh, look, he's got a bunch of bullets in his head.
Yeah, it's not an easy job.
No, it's not.
Would you want to do that every day?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
No.
I hope they take good care of you guys.
We only wish.
Yeah.
If you only knew.
Gabby,
no. Yeah. We could talk when the mic's on.
Gotcha. Right. Gotcha. Yeah. We could do that. We could.
Fish nipples?
Good morning, gang, again.
Merry Christmas. Oh, you must have some cool nicknames in there, too, right? You got anyone named Fish Nipples?
No.
Not yet.
It's coming.
Not till that pot bust. Yeah.
You get attacked by a bass. It's not fun.
All right, so that's how you get the name Fish Nipples, right?
Yeah, I was attacked at Black Rock State Park. A bass came up and ripped into my nipple.
Right. Julie Bass, when they were up. So, she had big teeth. And braces.
Julie Bass. Ooh. All right.
When we were kids, we used to go to my grandmother's, who was very German, and she would break out her accordion, and she would sing O Tannenbaum.
Oh, no, it's Nana's dance party.
Oh, we learned how to polka at 6 years old.
She wanted to polka when she was drinking.
Oh, go ahead. Sing this. Can you hear it?
I don't know German, but... O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, Jadishtanilia, Borgia.
All right, out of the car, sir.
I'll be sounding like that tonight.
Out of the car, sir. Out of the car. Follow the pen. Follow the pen.
It won't be exact German, but it'll sound like it.
Follow the pen. Don't move your head. Follow the pen. Just move your eyes. Okay, now you just blow into this.
You guys enjoy your vacation. You will be missed.
Oh, thank you, brother.
We'll miss you, too.
We'll miss you too.
I have to go to the loudspeaker to hear your voice again.
Hey, please stop up.
Fish nipples! Oh my God!
Is that fish nipples?
I love you, man!
Hungry man in West Haven.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, hungry man. Hungry man.
How about the only one for Christmas is you?
By
Mariah Carey.
Me.
Oh.
Just kidding.
That's so common, man.
It's one of the newer ones over the last maybe 6 years, maybe.
How old is that?
Longer than 6 years.
Yeah, longer than 6 years. It feels longer.
Is it longer than 6 years?
It is
but
now.
It's so good.
I do like this one.
It's a Star Trek right here. Space, the final frontier.
That's what it sounds
Space
like.
Voyage, Star Trek Enterprise. Our five-year mission to explore stranger worlds.
Boy.
Bill Shatter.
How much to get these two corrections officers to sing this song right now?
Ooh.
They just shook their head. Not going to happen.
Yeah, ain't going to happen. Because you can't go back. There's no street cred left.
They'll be so done.
Yeah.
Come on, guys, sing. You got to organize a Christmas sing-along in the cell block. Right. Yeah, one side sings.
Right.
Yeah, background.
And he dances like Carlton from Fresh Prince.
Right.
That ain't going to work at all. Yeah, you can't look intimidating to dance like that.
Yeah, the harmonies are like... Go ahead, Ashley. I know you want to sing.
Make my wish come true. Baby, all I want for Christmas.
She's singing notes weren't written yet.
I don't know why we did a drunk show. We didn't need any alcohol.
That's just her.
Just say,
naturally.
Be yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. Look who's here, everybody.
Hey. Oh, my God. It's the boss. Look
it's
busy.
Mr. Cheer.
Look busy.
Hi, everybody. How
Hello.
Are you?
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
You're going to do a top five, and I'm guessing this is some kind of year-end decade wrap-up, or what is it?
It is, but first, the movie of the decade is Spotlight, the comedy of the decade is Bridesmaids, the TV show of the decade is Mad Men, and the TV show comedy of the decade is Parks and Rec. Just to get that out of the way.
Wow.
I'll slow that down and listen to all
Spotlight. He would not have slept. We didn't do that.
That was you didn't even pick that movie to win the Academy Award the year it was nominated.
Still, we're doing the year. We're doing the decade in review. We're doing the decade in review. I figure, you know.
Now you know what AJ's life is like.
Get him.
Constantly fat chicken.
Get him.
Did you hear Mitch's list in the 6 o'clock hour?
No, I heard the Joe Linta's list. What did Mitch? What was Mitch's number one?
Well, if you were listening, your head would be all over the inside of your car, right?
Like scanners.
Oh God,
scanners.
Get a
and that
up.
Number one football. Moment of the decade was when the Patriots came back from Atlanta from 28-3. He got that wrong.
That should have been one, and the moment of the game was the Edelman catch.
Right.
Yeah. I agree with
Keith. And he does this for a living. I shouldn't have these right answers, but I do. He's wrong.
Merry Christmas, boss. So this is when he's happy. When he's mad, he's happy.
Exactly. Right.
That's his comfort.
That's
place.
His happy Christmas, yes.
All right, Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Time now for Boss Keith's top five.
The top five things we can no longer do for legal reasons after my decade with Chaz and AJ.
Oh.
Yeah. So here we go. So I started with you guys at the beginning of the decade. It was November of 2010. So this is what we've learned since then.
Oh.
Number five.
Did we all learn this or just you?
Well, I think we all learned.
Oh, all right.
Number five.
Number five, we can no longer shoot people in the face with pepper spray. No matter how much we want to.
Really?
We have learned that when we do that, they join the Coast Guard.
Oh.
So can't do that anymore.
Oh, I thought there was some other problem that came
No, I think that was okay. She just said, like, no more. I've been abused too much. I'm going to go leave.
You know, she did volunteer for that, just so you know.
Now she lives in San Diego having the best life.
Right.
No pepper spray.
No pepper spray. Number four. We don't let crazy people into the building and have them hang around anymore. They have to be on the payroll. So no regular crazies, only crazies that we know.
Only paid crazies.
Only paid crazies.
Oh, that you were here for the scarecrow.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was like 2011. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Just letting people. And I got yelled at for that, and it wasn't my fault. It was your fault.
No, I didn't let him in. I don't know how he got in.
Yeah,
but I did say on the phone, I said, why don't you come in?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
And who knew he would actually find us?
Yeah, actually do
that
it.
That day, come in doesn't mean now. It means we'll invite you at some point, maybe.
Right. Right.
I believe I got called and said there's a crazy person in the building, and I just shut my door.
Right.
That's what happened on my
You did. You did.
Yeah, I remember seeing him sitting where you're sitting, fully dressed. I turned away, did something on the phone, turned back. He had no shirt and no shoes on.
Right.
I turned away, turned back, and he was gone.
Yep.
It's around 8:45, and I'm like, oh, the suits are coming in. This is not going to be great.
He was free range crazy.
Oh, my
God. And here it is 8 years later.
I just shut my door. But now we have all sorts of good policies. I feel much better about it. It actually worked out for our benefit.
Yes.
Number three. We can no longer make interns or part-timers eat crazy foods or do any type of weird torture. We can only do that stuff to full-time employees. We learned that along this run here.
What
happened?
I don't know. We've done a lot of things with part-timers and things. We can't do that anymore. So we can only torture people full-time, like AJ and Ashley and Phil and you.
And now Flanders.
And Flanders, he's full-time. So there you go.
Yeah.
So that's perfect. Nice. So all of those people can be tortured anytime you want.
Gotcha.
All right. So no swipe.
Right. He's an intern, so we can't do mean things to him.
Right.
Besides your constant, like, yelling and abuse. Like, no physically mean
Phil's
things.
Worse.
Right.
Yeah.
Number two, the tasing of employees. We've tased a few employees here and there. All of a sudden, there's been a number of emails, so unless somebody really gets out of line and volunteers, they can't be tased.
Gotcha.
Oh, if we only could pull up the audio of Ed.
Yeah.
That's 2012.
Yeah.
That is one of my favorite moments of the decade where poor former producer Ed gets tased in here and basically sounds like he's going to die.
He
goes straight down like a 2x4.
Stop it. In that tone of voice. It's like Mr. Furley from Three's Company. Stop it.
And the number one thing we learned in this decade that we can no longer do for legal reasons is we cannot shoot bottle rockets out of anyone's ass anymore.
It'd be no fun
here.
Now.
Here? What does that mean?
On the premises.
Where? Like somewhere else?
On our own time.
Oh,
AJ could come over my house.
Exactly. Right. To start a barbecue or something.
I believe when AJ almost burst into flames, we said, this is good. We shouldn't do this anymore.
They emptied the entire fire extinguisher. There was no way they were going to burn flames.
All of a sudden, he's played it cool. Did he go to the hospital?
Yeah, he had to go to the hospital.
I didn't watch you. You guys made me.
We had to force him to go.
You had
a gaping hole in your back.
There was a part of your ass that was black, and it wasn't from not cleaning yourself.
Right.
I mean, you were on fire at one point, weren't you?
For a brief second.
I can't play it cool. Like, he had to go to the hospital.
You guys
he was only on fire
me.
For a second, boss.
Yeah, I said I'm good.
You actually got lucky because you didn't duck. And the bottle rocket fired from your butt crack into your shoulder blade.
Remember, you didn't
hit the back of your head, thankfully. It blew up on your back.
Remember what happened. Remember the year the actual rocket fell between my butt cheeks and went off? And I'm like, something's wrong here. My ass rippled.
I don't know how it went on this long, to be honest. How did this not get stopped in 2012?
My favorite one was when someone stuck it in and it was too close to something.
Yep.
And you clenched.
Yep.
And the rocket wouldn't leave your ass and it exploded on the launch pad.
Yep.
Again,
that's happened
it's ridiculous. How did this go this far?
It only hurts the first time.
Right.
And then you numb.
I'm glad that that's been canceled. Yeah. This was a smart play. Eventually, it's going to hit you in the face somehow.
But the kids loved it.
right, they did. So that is my top five things. Have a wonderful Christmas, everybody.
You too.
And a happy new year. New decade. Yes.
New decade.
It's very exciting.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.